So this is no secret. Health insurance, it's super expensive. And in recent years, we have learned a lot of Connecticut families have actually opted out of paying for health insurance because it's just too expensive. And when you look at everything else, that also has gone up in price. People would rather spend money on groceries or education or other things that are also important instead of risking possibly getting sick or needing to go to the hospital or having a surgery done. They're going to risk paying for health insurance because it is just so unaffordable. And with another effort to try and pass any legislation to try and ease that burden on Connecticut families, guess what? It didn't happen. The deadline for the Insurance and Real Estate Committee to advance any bills during this legislative session passed Thursday, and members took zero votes on legislation. Now, this is something we outlined for you thanks to Senator Tony Huang, because he is on that committee and he has been one of the loud voices trying to craft legislation year after year that could possibly pass. And this legislation, some of the bills that he was talking about actually had strong bipartisan support. And in recent public hearings, they talked about some of the concerns, they addressed them, and it seemed like for the first time, we might actually cross the finish line. But it seems like Senator Kevin Kelly, who joins us now, not only did we not cross the finish line, it almost seemed like we didn't even get out of committee this time, which is worse than what it was last legislative session, from my understanding. What can you tell us? What can we do at this point to try and create any sort of affordable health insurance for Connecticut families?
Well, Melissa, as you said, Republicans do have a strong advocate for middle-class families and lowering health insurance in Senator Tony Huang. He has done an excellent job really voicing that. And, you know, where this is a huge failure is that the majority who controls all these committees didn't get anything out of insurance. And you know, we are the insurance capital of the world.
Yeah, another ironic point.
Yes, very much so. And, you know, it's as if the majority doesn't believe middle-class families are struggling with their health care costs, that they made a promise 12 years ago, and that's all they had to do. But they've never fulfilled that promise. And here we are 12 years later, where they're not even trying to attempt to get anything done. They're not passing any bills out of committee. And Republicans have had good ideas in this area. As you mentioned, you know, Senator Wong has really pushed initiatives. One was those association health plans, which would help families who have jobs, their employers, to be able to give them lower insurance. And this would really help mom-and-pop shops, which is the backbone of Connecticut's economy, to enable middle-class families to purchase lower health insurance because they're going to pool their resources together, which is actually the concept of the Affordable Care Act. I mean, this is how really dysfunctional the majority is that they're not even recognizing, like the Affordable Care Act, this whole pooling concept, not to mention our annual reinsurance that would reduce premiums by 30%. Looking at the cost, in other words, do bulk purchasing of pharmaceuticals by, let's say, New England rather than just Connecticut, and even starting to study, you know, all the middlemen that are between the manufacturer of pharmaceuticals and the pharmacists themselves that just add layers of cost to the system. These are practical ideas, and unfortunately, the committee didn't do its job.
Well, you know, and I have to say, Senator Kelly, I have a couple comments on what you said. First of all, some of these measures are already being done in many other states across the country. So I know Connecticut is very big on comparing itself and what are we doing and how do we become a leader and things like that. So it's not like these are concepts that have never been used before. They are currently being used, but not by a lot of states. And so we could have been a real leader here. Another thing that I really was hopeful for is that Comptroller Sean Scanlon has made such an effort in the last 6 months, especially to find affordable ways to deal with health care, in the sense that he created the Array RX card, for example, trying to make prescription drugs more affordable for the majority of people in Connecticut. Very much appreciated, not just for state workers. I mean, so I was really hopeful that we were going to see something something pass. The other thing I find very ironic about this story is that in my same newscast where I'm saying not one piece of legislation was even voted on, forget passing, wasn't even voted on, in the same breath, we have the majority who wants to do two different things. They want to have a bigger expansion, on paid sick day programs, which is hilarious to me because that has to do with exactly what we're talking about. So in one hand, we're saying every single business, no matter how big or small you are, you got to pay more for paid sick. But in the other hand, we don't have the time to pass one piece of legislation on more affordable health care insurance. How is that even? That doesn't make any sense. There's such a disconnect.
It's ironic and demonstrates an out-of-touch perspective of the shoes that middle-class families are walking through. And, you know, health insurance and sick leave do go hand in hand. And this places on one point, you know, more burden on employers. So what this is actually doing is folks who have jobs are going to have more benefits under that. But folks who don't have jobs or are looking to change jobs to get more money, because the thing is, while some people in Connecticut are doing really, really well, too many families are not. I mean, I had that statistic from last year's budget where 48% of income tax filers in Connecticut earn less than $45,000 a year.
That's wild.
That is a troubling statistic.
That's almost half our population.
That.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes, you don't hear that, but yet it's initiatives like this that put more cost on jobs that keep people earning lower wages, and they don't give people the opportunity to advance up or to even start. And so we got to start being mindful of people who are struggling. That's why I know our caucus is focused on lowering health insurance costs, because that is something that is crushing middle-class family budgets. You know, inflation has gone up 25% over the last few years, so your grocery bill has gone up. Your electric and your energy bills have gone up. Your insurance bills have gone up. But guess what hasn't? Our paychecks.
Yeah. Exactly.
And, you know, the majority is just tone deaf to that reality that middle class families are walking through, and that needs to change. And what happened in insurance, you know, Melissa, it's these committees. This is all how, you know, our government works, is these committees do the deep dives. Members on that committee talk with the people. Like, I'm on higher ed, so I'm going to hear the issues that deal with higher ed. I'm going to talk with college presidents and professors, students, and stakeholders, like people who are looking to hire people. And you take that knowledge, you evaluate the bills, you have public hearings, and then you report out a committee a bill. You share that with your colleagues because you have the experience of all that information. By not doing this, what are you going to share with your colleagues? Nothing. It's going to come through on something else. Could come through on a higher ed bill or the actual state budget. But then the issue isn't just straight up, is this a good policy, like the prescription drug card that Comptroller Scanlon talks about. No, it's going to be packaged with something else, and therefore something that might not be a good insurance issue might actually get passed because people were attracted to something else.
Hmm.
And I don't think that's good for transparency.
Right. Again, it's so maybe something will pass in, you know, included in something else. But it's just not being done where I think the average Connecticut resident is like, oh, yeah, I'm paying attention to that. It's shady. It's shady government. I don't like it. As a taxpayer, I don't like it. And it's very hard to trust the process of what's going on up in Hartford. I know we still have to talk about EVs, and I promise we'll get there. But I've always wondered this. We have Senator Kevin Kelly here. You know, we hear about these legislative sessions, short session, whatever. And ultimately, there are hundreds and hundreds of bills that are put forward. They've got to go through committees and so on and so forth. And we really don't see an awful lot see the light of day. Like, too many times we hear about really great legislation that's very common sense. There's strong bipartisan support. But if it doesn't get out of committee, they don't see the light of day, and they have to wait another year to try and do this all over again. I'm curious, Senator Kelly, why don't we get rid of legislative sessions and have lawmakers work full time like all year round. Is that absurd? I don't know enough about politics to say if that's a ridiculous question, but I've always been curious about it. It's like, if we have so many great bills and so many things that has strong bipartisan support and we could make Connecticut so much better, why do we stick with a legislative session?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, some states do have full-time legislatures, kind of like Washington. You know, you send someone there, and that's their full-time job. In Connecticut, we've chosen to have a part-time legislature, which actually I think has a very practical effect of having legislators who walk in the shoes of their constituents. I mean, I go shopping at Stop and Shop. I have a job that is a full-time job. I do everything that you know, every other family does, because I have that aspect, and it keeps us grounded.
That's fair.
In what I'm going to call reality and in the experiences of what middle-class families experience. The other thing, too, and this is more from a perspective, while there are good ideas, and I think we've put forward, I know I have, fantastic ideas like reinsurance, which would lower premiums by 30% for the average family of four, which is about $7,000 a year in savings. It never passes. But it's still a good idea, and it's unfortunate. However, I do know that when the legislature is in session, the middle-class wallet all too often becomes the solution for many other bad ideas that then just is a setback for middle-class families. So sometimes, Melissa, we have to be careful what we wish for, because it may not turn out the way folks expect it to.
Okay. So if we were like full time, we actually could be putting people more at risk. I see what you're saying.
Well, I think the middle class wallet is always seems to be the solution for every government problem. And then what's going to happen is right now, every time I go to Hartford, I come back every day. I sleep in my own bed. I live in Stratford. You know, I'm in and about our district here in the 21st, you know, between Stratford, Shelton, Monroe, and Seymour. If I was a full-time legislator, like our congressional delegation in Washington, you'd probably stay in Hartford and do your job up there and maybe come back on weekends, because
you're
going to go up every day and that's your job. And you become distant from the people you represent rather than actually, you know, driving on the roads, going to the gas station, the coffee shop, mixing it up with the people you serve. And I think you get a better flavor for what's actually going on. And as you've seen in over the years, whenever we've talked about issues from outside of the Capitol Dome, even though we don't have a majority Republicans, whether that was the tolls or the gas tax or even more recently with electric vehicles, guess what? It resonates with the people that we represent. The people then talk to the folks that are still under that Capitol Dome, and they get results. Well, this is what I think happens when we have part-time legislators who actually get out from underneath that dome back into their communities and listen to the people that they mix it up with.
Good point. No, definitely. That makes a lot of sense. I think the thing that frustrates me, at least in this position on WACC, is I hear from so many people, as you do and as lawmakers do in general. I mean, there are some great pieces of legislation that, to me, it's a no-brainer. For example, we highlighted a piece of legislation that a Sacred Heart University grad, who's now a tow truck driver in the state, is trying to push. It's really simple. The allowance. It's not even the state funding it. It's just giving the allowance to tow truck drivers across the state. If they want to add blue lights to their trucks, they can do it. That's what the law is. That's it. That's the piece of legislation she would like to see passed because of so many deaths on the side of highways. And they would like tow truck drivers to feel safer. And they would like them to be able to just allow drivers and companies to add those lights to their trucks. And in the back of my mind, Senator Kelly, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I feel like year after year, legislation session after legislative session, these bills that are common sense but are not a top priority – housing, taxes, you know, EVs as of recent, the same four or five categories are what we focus on. But there are so many other pieces of legislation that don't see the light of day. And I think that's a real bummer, especially when there's strong bipartisan support. Who wouldn't support trying to protect our tow truck drivers? Like, both sides of the aisle, yep, it makes sense. But is anything going to pass? I don't know. Haven't heard anything since that public hearing back in February. So that's what I think is so such a bummer about it. I hear exactly what you're saying, and I think that makes a lot of sense. I just wish there was a faster process for stuff that literally makes sense and both sides agree on it. Smaller bills, if you will, that would make a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, and it is frustrating. And believe me, as a minority Republican, I feel that frustration because I think there are many times where we'll not only put good ideas, but we do the research and homework to back it up to show that, hey, this idea actually works. Like, you know, you take, for instance, the reinsurance. You know, we put pen to paper and showed that it works. Mm-hmm. And yet for years, while the majority talks about affordable health care, and we all know that our premiums keep going up, these bills keep sitting on the sidelines. And that's really a disservice to the people that we serve. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the same thing goes with what you're talking about. Although I always believe, and I'm an optimist, so I believe that good ideas do find friends. And, you know, what maybe has to happen when we have a good idea and it doesn't pass, is you have to get out from underneath that dome. You have to start making new friends and maybe just work on the committee. If it doesn't work there, then take it outside or try a different committee. Maybe it's because of the makeup of a certain committee. Maybe it would fall into a different area. Maybe instead of, let's say, public safety, it goes to transportation or vice versa.
Right.
Get different people's eyes on this and start looking at it from those
perspectives. Approach. Yeah. That's
so
a good point.
You got to be creative. You can't just, you know, keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Sometimes you got to shake it up.
True.
And move into a different area.
Well, Senator Kelly, I am bummed to say we have far run out of time, and we didn't get to touch on EVs. So I'm going to have you back on to talk a little bit about the governor's comments earlier this week with the EPA standards over California. So would love to have you back on the show as early as next week.
Absolutely. Anytime, awesome. Melissa, I'd love to talk.
Appreciate it. Senator Kevin Kelly here on WICC.